Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A fascinating new study from the University of Limerick has found that the ban of smoky coal in Ireland led to a significant reduction in the probability of chronic lung diseases in older people. The lead author of the study, Vincent O'Sullivan, who's Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick, joins me now. Vincent, you're very welcome to the programme. Remind listeners, the ban on smoky coal was initially in Dublin and Cork. Is that right? When was that, in the 1990s or so?
Yeah, so in the early 1990s, famously, there was this really bad problem with smog in Dublin City. So a smoky coal ban was brought in, and it was well studied at the time, and it very much improved the air quality, and it actually saved people's lives. And then throughout the 1990s and 2000s, it was extended across the country in the larger cities and then in the bigger towns like, say, Drogheda and Dundalk. Our study in particular looks at the more recent extensions of the ban in, the past decade. So in the last decade, the ban has been extended into towns with populations with more than 15,000 people at first. So say a place like Ennis or maybe somewhere like Greystones. Mm-hmm.
So you've got good data then. You've got a good basis for a study. What did you find?
Yeah, so by comparing people who lived in these towns above the threshold to people who lived in towns below the threshold, so very similar sort of places, we found it was quite a large effect of extending this ban on COPD, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, things like that. So we found that actually it reduced it by about 23%, which is quite a large drop. So I think if you're evaluating this policy in terms of effect and health, I think you can definitely say it was effective. It is interesting that Ireland, generally speaking, has good quality air, especially relative to the past. But it does show that further environmental regulation can still have positive effects on people's health.
Yeah. How do we compare then, Vincent, in terms of our use of solid fuels with other countries, say, across
Europe? We are quite unusual. So, like, globally, you know, in the global south, huge numbers of people rely on solid fuels, as you might expect. But in somewhere like Western Europe, we are actually an outlier. So back in the 1990s, the 1991 census, say about 40% of households still used coal, which was huge. But that dropped to about 10% of households in, since the turn of this century. And it stayed around that. So the most recent census data released in the last few weeks shows that about 9% of households use solid fuels.
Okay.
Comparing that to the UK, for example, UK would only be at 1 or 2% of households. So we are very much an outlier.
Okay, so almost 10 times worse, let's say, if you can use that word, than the UK in terms of our use of solid fuels. Can you break that 9 or 10% figure down for me? Who uses solid fuels?
It's different components. Yeah, so it's about 40% use coal. Unfortunately, the census doesn't distinguish between smokeless and smoky coal. The other 40% use peat, and the remainder use wood or wood pellets. Very much so, this was the case in rural areas where the ban has only just been extended last year nationally. Mm-hmm. So in some rural areas, it could be as many as a fifth, whereas, in Dublin, it'd be very, very low.
Okay.
Like a lot of apartments these days wouldn't have a fireplace.
So sum it up for me then. We were talking about the climate and climate targets just before this. I assume you'd say, look, in terms of climate action, we could end the use of solid fuels anyway. But in terms of people's health, which is what you're talking about, really, what's the takeaway here?
Yeah, so it just goes to show that we still have more work to do. Ireland was doing quite well relative to the WHO targets. Those targets, however, have been revised in the last year or so, and they're now much more stringent. So we aren't meeting those targets in a lot of cities and towns across Ireland. So I think it would be a priority to look at the national ban that came in and to study its effects on particulate matter and other types of pollutants.
Yeah, it's like the smoking ban in a way, and that now the smoky coal ban that we're talking about, when it's done right, it can affect people's health in a good way very, very quickly.
Yes.
And that's the study that you're, the result of the study that you're talking about.
It, it could very much change things in just a decade, really. Okay. So it can happen pretty quick.
Vincent O'Sullivan, Associate Professor of Economics at UL. Fascinating study, as I say. And thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme today. And enjoy the rest of your day, Vincent.